skies or the mountains. One pair of hands form the sea. One pair of hands made the sun and the moon. Every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands formed the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here joining us here at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the East Coast. And we're glad to have you in here. Praise Yahweh. Got a great program. The title of tonight's message, Circle of Holiness, without which no man shall see Yahweh. Wholeness and holiness is basically the same thing, being complete. Now, tonight, this is an exclusive teaching. It's designed for and can only be absorbed by those to whom Almighty Yahweh has revealed His sacred name. Satan, the enemy of every true Israelite, has performed his mandated task to deceive the whole world with his unusual fine skill. And we have been led inch by inch so far from the old path of truth that is just a misty silhouette. To many, it has become completely invisible. The old path, now, is what we're talking about. Return to the circle. And the circle of holiness means that you're complete in Him. You ever notice a circle? It has no beginning and no end. Now, this teaching is to point passionately the Israelites back toward the old path and hopefully to inspire them to walk therein, seeing as for the old path and to walk therein. Ladies and gentlemen, therefore, brethren, I call on you through the mercies of Yahweh to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12 and 1. Now, if you are going to be able to learn to do this, it's a privilege of the highest order. We are not entitled through any merits of our flesh man. The Bible said to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. However, the Bible says we're all unclean, and all our righteousness is as filthy rags, Isaiah 64, verse 6, and we're quoting from the King James Bible. But through the mercies of Yahweh, our spirit man, which is the inward man, which is the main man, if we can kill our old man, let the old man die, all things have become new. The inward man is a new man. He's present when the absence of flesh is in his way. He only comes through when you can crucify the flesh and the affections and the lust thereof. So if you really want to give yourself to the wholeness of the circle, this is one of the most amazing teachings that is in the teaching districts of the Holy Spirit. Present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, holy. That's a circle now, a whole of a circle. And if you know what the word circle means, which is actually mentioned one time in the Bible in respect to the circle, in Romans the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 22, where we're taking our text tonight, and we understand that Yahweh dwells in the north in the thick darkness. And so then, if he sits on the circle of the earth, it would be applicable to apply his position in the north. Now, why the north? That is where all of the energy that is upon the earth and runs through man, which is the draw or the magnetism of the magnetic north. Now, this has nothing to do with the magnetism of the spirit, which encompasses the whole circle. However, if you look and point in a direction to where he sits, the needle and the magnetism of his drawing, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And that is a symbol of the magnetism of the Father. If I be lifted up. Now, how do you lift up the Father except through truth? Truth is the absence of darkness, which light is truth. I am the light of the world. And now when I go away, you are the light of the world. Now notice this. The Bible tells us that Noah walked with Yahweh. He was selected by the Creator to carry the covenant through the flood. Now, why Noah? Why didn't he choose someone else? Because that Noah was perfect. Perfect. You know what a perfect circle is? It's not broken. Satan come to break the circle of unity that the Creator has placed in a circle. If you believe a circle has unity, then that's why that Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. And Noah was a just man, perfect, in his bloodline or pedigree. Noah walked with Yahweh, Genesis 6 and 8 through 9. Yahweh removed those who had committed biblical adultery. That is, they mixed their bloodline. You better be careful, ladies and gentlemen. If you are one of Yahweh's chosen, and you're enticed and drawn away with the lust of the flesh, and one of the most powerful things that Satan has is to draw away man after the flesh, to lust and to yearn for the strange flesh. Yahweh is wanting you to come under the wings of His protection. Now, this is a complete circle. Notice what Noah done when he went out of the ark. And his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, they went out of the ark. And then Noah built an altar to Yahweh. Genesis 8:18-20. Noah's first order of business was to build an altar to Yahweh. Now, what kind of an altar was this? Would the Bible, in the search for the old path, would it describe to you the name of Yahweh in a circle? I believe it would, and I'm going to tell you how. Simply to complete the circle of holiness, you must know what Noah knowed. You must know what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who all built altars. Have you ever built you an altar? Have you ever thought about how Yahweh wanted the altar built? You think it's important? Oh, you say, no. All you got to do is go pray. Now listen to this. You ask, but you ask amiss. Now, what? You ask, but you ask amiss. And there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's only one way to Yahweh. It's a straight and narrow way, but wide is the gate, and many are the ways of deception. Satan has opened up a Pandora box, a grab bag, if you will. You just reach into the bag and whatever turns you on. Man, see, there's a way that seemeth right. But the end is the ways of death, Proverbs 14:12. You have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss. James 4:2. And if you're going to ever come to the circle of holiness, you're going to have to learn how to do it. But we are all unclean. How do we cleanse ourselves? There was a kingdom principle of cleansing. Now, by Passover, which was the cleansing agent, the blood, if you're not washed in the blood, how do we get washed in the blood? Remember, in the days of Noah, Yahweh removed those who committed biblical adultery by mixing their bloodline, if they were the sons of Adam, when they began to adulterate or mix their blood, they were disfavored and removed from the circle of holiness, without which no man. What does circle of holiness mean? Behold, I will establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. Genesis 9:9. Now, the word established is to point out a misleading translation here. This sounds like Yahweh is, for the first time, making a covenant with a man. But this is very incorrect. You see, altar building is connected with covenant or union. And covenant is forever. And forever not only means with no end, it also means with no beginning. As I said, Yahweh is the beginning, and He's also the end of all of the covenants. He established the covenants in the beginning, and there is no end to His blessings if you will keep His commandment. Abel brought a sacrifice to Yahweh and established a covenant. this covenant was the word blood. And so then, on the circle, in the altar, Abel brought a sacrifice from the first of his flock, and from their fat, and Yahweh looked to Abel with pleasure, and to his offering he accepted it. The word translated established is the Aramaic word quin, Strong's number 6965. It means to continue and to strengthen. Yahweh used his pure blood servant Noah to carry his covenant across the lines of the flood to where there was a pure, once again, a pure Adamic family to continue and the covenant in the word quim, Strong's number 6965. So then, the covenant is established with man, with Yahweh, in the top of the circle, standing between you and the gate to paradise. Remember the flaming sword that was placed just to keep out riffraff, to keep out those who were not worthy? And so the circle of holiness, ladies and gentlemen, is that Yahweh demanded a continuation of a blood offering for the redemption of your sins. And the altar, which is nothing but, if you will, a time clock of continuation, no beginning and no end, which means that Yahweh in the beginning had a beginning for man. Now, in the six-day man, he began in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. But the real man that he looks to stand in his covenant for a continuation of eternity is the inward man of Adam, who was himself an eighth-day man. Now, the eighth day corresponds with the Sabbath. All Sabbaths are regulated through the 8, 15, 22, and 29. And on the face of a clock, you have the establishment, and that's why that Isaac built an altar and called on the name of Yahweh. He built one in 26:23. And Yahweh appeared to him the same night and said, I am the mighty one of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you, and I will bless you and increase your seed because of my servant Abram. And he built an altar there and called on the name of Yahweh. Now, my question to you, how do you call on the name of Yahweh? You say, well, I go down to church and get on the altar just like you do, Pastor Buddy. Are you sure that an altar built by the Protestant churches along with the Catholic Church, and that incorporates all of Christianity with an exception of a few? Remember, straight is a way and narrow is a gate and few there be that find it. How did Adam build an altar? How did Abel build an altar? How did Abraham build an altar? How did Isaac? And now we come to the sacred place of worship in the circle of holiness, which is the word a circle is mentioned one time in the Bible, one time. The word ring is mentioned 11 times. Remember, there were 11 at the cup raising in the New Testament with one devil. And so the circle is another extension of completeness when you sanctify through the Melchizedek covenant You wash the saints. And the Bible said, unless I wash your feet, you have no part with me. It's very important to Yahweh. May not be important to you. But on the 27th day of May, down in a little town in East Tennessee, we will be washing feet on the 27th day of the month of May. That's when we're having an old-fashioned foot washing. Now, there's something mystical to the foot washing. There was a reason. See, all of these men, including the devil, had been baptized. But you'll notice here in the 13th chapter of John that we're referring to as they were searching for the leaven. A lot of people mistakenly believe that that was the eating of the Passover. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a preparation for the eating of Passover. Only the elect, only the chosen, only those that have found the straight and narrow way, only those that know the times and the seasons. And this comes through the revelation of the circle, the hollowness of the circle. 11 times for ring and 44 times for rings. Each one referring to some ornament that's worn on the finger as concerning ring. Now, the circle is like a ring. It's built in a circle. We know that from the Bible in Joshua chapter 5. And we know just exactly where those stones that represent the jewels, the crown jewels of the heavenly bloodline, the Melchizedek covenant. And listen to this. Now we're going to go from Isaac, who built an altar and called on the name of Yahweh. Inside that circle, Isaac had a son who was chosen, and his name was Jacob, who is the prince and the creator, if you will, of the house of Israel. Now, these are the sons of light, called Is-Yah light, not Is-Ra. Ra is the Egyptian sun god. Yah is a short poetic form of the great name, and so it's Is-Yah light, not Is-Ra light. And Jacob came in peace. Now listen to that. And Jacob came in peace to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan. And he came from Padan-Aram, and he camped in front of the city, in front of the city, in front of the city, and he brought a part of the field where he had stretched his tent. Now he's fixing to do something here when he gets him some property. And all Israelites should have an altar when he purchases property. He should have an altar there, and it should be sanctified, and it should be a place of worship. Notice what Jacob did, our father. Like father, like son. Now, we know the position of the Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father is in the north on the top of the circle, according to Isaiah 40, verse 22. And he brought a part of the field where he'd stretched his tent, and he set up an altar there. And he called it Beth-El, or House of Bread. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all built altars to Yahweh everywhere they went. And there they called on the name. Why'd they build an altar to call on the name? You say, well, it really don't matter. You can call on the name anywhere. Well, you can. But the Bible again says, you pray and you ask amiss. Why is an altar so important in part of the worship of the wholeness of the circle? First of all, it is types and shadows. Just like the Passover blood that is dipped with hyssop. Now, hyssop is a strange plant. And we use the hyssop for cleansing. If you've ever drank hyssop tea, you'll know what cleansing is. It's a cleansing plant. And so the blood from the lamb, or the body of the lamb, which is now just an ancient relic or a figment of yesteryear's imagination, because people don't do it today. They don't build altars. They go to churches and they establish a place, a building, and then they build an altar up front. Has nothing in relationship to the altar that the Israelites built. And I can prove that on this series of Wholeness of the Circle, or the Circle of Holiness, based on Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, and the book of Joshua, chapter 5, where he tells them how and what materials are to be used to build this altar. Now, we got brothers and sisters scattered all over the United States, and they have their altars built, just like Abel, who offered the blood on the first altar, and it was a type and shadow, and then a memorial. Notice this, a memorial before the blood covenant was given, this do in remembrance of me, or a memorial to strike the blood upon the doorpost, which symbolizes your heart, the center of your thinking and your reckoning and your doing. Why call me Yahweh and do not these things? These are metaphors of teaching, and they're types and shadows overshadowing the real reason that Yahweh chose a circle of all things and designed it with an altar in mind. Have you ever been on a circle altar? You say, oh no, I don't get on them things. That's witchcraft, Pastor Buddy, glory to God. Now, don't you know that? You see, ladies and gentlemen, the children of darkness, who are wiser than the children of light, Satan has put the blind, the lost, the fearful, and the superstitious upon a square altar, and hid the circle altar from the minds, and their minds have been corrupt. Remember, there's a way that seems right, as opposed to the way that is right. The seem right way is to go to church and get on a square altar and be square. The correct way is to build you an altar and do it according to the word of Yahweh. Now listen to this one. Genesis 17, verses 14 and 15 in the Hebrew Bible. And Yahweh said to Moses, write this. Now, if these things are not important to perform, if you don't think you can get revelation, you just ask the people that have been on and built an altar. You can see the growth. We have people that's less than 3 or 4 years old in this that know more about how to worship Yahweh. It's amazing what they learn so quickly. And it's because they step inside the circle of wholeness, without which no man shall see Yahweh. Now, if you literally step across a circle line and place your hands up and face north where Yahweh dwells, you would be looking him right in the face. Now, let me show you the opposition to what Christians do at Easter. They get in a graveyard, and they lift up their hands and face east. Now, wait a minute. They face east. That's not the direction of Yahweh. Yahweh dwells in the top of the circle in the true north, with all of the natural an anti-typical relationship to Yahweh, something he wanted you to learn. When you reverse, as it is above, so it is below. Now, what's above? Well, the Bible said there's 12 gates. Have you ever been to a church that had 12 gates on their altar? What's a gate, Pastor Buddy? The same one that is written in 1 Kings, where old Elijah, where he went and repaired the torn down altar. You see, the ancients knew how to build altars. And yet in the days of Elijah, Yahweh's altars had become just a faint memory in the Israelites who had been taught to get on Baal's altar. And we know that Baal's altar was a platform, a squared platform. And they, in attempt to withstand Elijah, who built a circle altar, he put 12 stones on it. And the Bible said, around about, he dug a trench, round about, at the circle. Well, notice what Yahweh told Moses. Write this in 17, verse 14, a memorial in a book, and set it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly wipe away the remembrance of Amalek under the heavens. And just as soon as he made that promise to Moses, listen to what he done. And Moses built a circle altar. And he called its name Yahweh, my banner. Now, Yahweh, my banner? Yeah, that's what he called it. Yahweh, my banner. Meaning that Yahweh, under these banners, now, there's 12 gates and 12 banners, with the 13th gate being the gate to the eternal. There's one tribe that sits outside the circle, and a lot of people don't know. They think that Dan just went a whore and become a snake, and I've even read accounts where Dan was excluded from the tribe of Israel because he was a serpent. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. Dan formulated outside the general earthly territory, which the altar represents a complete circle. Dan sits in the gate of the north. Dan, the house of Dan, which became the house of Denmark, or Denmark, as we would call it, that's where he went. Now, he did that because of magnetism. He did that because he was obedient. The children of Dan are the most awesome, fearful, and unrelenting in their pursuit of Yahweh. They sailed into the desolate north, where it is so frigid, they look right in the face of Yahweh. And so they became the international residents of the permanent position at the north, the gateway to where Yahweh sits. They became known as the people of the judge, or the judging people. And so then, if you go to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelations in the 4th verse, you'll see that there were 12 gates, or banners, each one having an emblem, each one of them having a tribal color, each one of them have a distinct representation to the wholeness of the part of the circle. And now we formulate that centuries after the days of Abraham, Moses knew to erect an altar to the Almighty when he says that Yahweh is my banner. And he built an altar and set up 12 stones to represent the 12 gates into the city, where as it is above, so it is below. Now think about the tremendous pleasure that Yahweh gets when he sees his children on the earth doing what he did in the heavens. You say, well, I ain't been up there, so I really don't know. Well, we have a word of a prophet. John the Revelator saw in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelations, he saw 12 gates to the city, which is representing the place of the holy altar in the heavens and is above. He said to Moses, as it is in the heavens, so it is, do it according to the pattern in the heavens. And Moses wrote all the words of Yahweh and rose up early in the morning and told all of the words of Yahweh to the people and all of the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, we will do all the words which Yahweh has spoken. Now, in the time of Elijah, the people had forsaken Yahweh's circle altar. Ladies and gentlemen, you would be blessed if you have this knowledge. Most of the people have gone astray and went to the circle altars of the uncircled altars, which is the square altar or the platforms of Baal, worshiping in the groves and in the buildings. Yahweh wanted his people, if they owned a spot of land, wherever that they resided, to have a circle altar built and applied with the principles of that which is in heaven. And so when you build a circle altar, you're building the history and the memorial in the book of Genesis 17, where he said, it shall be a memorial in this book. Well, I didn't know it when I started studying on how to build an altar. I was fascinated. I just began to see that the men of Yahweh knew how to build an altar. I had no idea. I thought you just go out there and you just built your place. Or in the old days, in the 30s and 40s, when I was just a young lad growing up, I can remember our people, they'd go in the woods and they'd pray, and you go find their altar, and it was just a place that they cleared out, and they got on their knees and prayed. That ain't good enough. If you're going to do it like it is in heaven, would you ever think about making a place to pray with 12 gates or 12 stones? This is what Elijah, this old hated prophet, this old grizzled prophet who loved the wilderness, who hated women. We're talking about Jezebel and the spirit of Jezebel. And it's in the church today predominantly to take away. These are the harlots who encourage Yahweh's prophets who do not agree. It was old Jezebel and Ahab, which represents the spirit of evil in flesh beings, to oppose that which Yahweh has said, you shall write it, all the words of Yahweh. And he rose up early in the morning and built an altar below the mountain and 12 memorial pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel was there in Exodus 24, verses 3 and 4 in the Hebrew Bible. 24, 3 and 4 of Exodus, they built an altar and 12 stones were set up in remembrance and memorial of the house of Israel. Now, there's 12 hours in a day on the watch that you wear. If you wear one, you'll notice it's in a circle. And it has from 12, it's a cardinal points. You have east, west, north, and south. These are cardinals, what we call the cardinal points. Now, we have sitting in the cardinal point of the east, we have the tribe of Yehuda. And in the cardinal point of the west, we have Joseph. And in the cardinal point to the north, we have Levi, who moved out of the center of the circle under the auspices of the Melchizedek covenant, which he changed from the law of Moses when he himself was in the center of the circle in the tent, waiting on, remember the ark was in the tent, waiting on and servicing as these Levite priests were servants of the people of the other tribes. with the crossing of the covenant into the New Testament, Levi leaves the center and moves to the north, with Dan sitting between Levite, the first priesthood, Dan the judge, sitting between the tribes of Israel, which are pointing north, and Yahweh who sits in the north. Now we're magnetically drawn to the north as we position ourselves in the covenant and the banner places with the 12 stones, and you shall write it in a book. Well, is it written in a book how to build an altar? Well, of course it is. Well, where's it written at, Pastor Buddy? Would you just give me the divine plans and let me do that? No, it's not that simple. Study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Here a little and there a little. Yahweh is hid from the eyes of those who would seek to be know-it-alls, to people who would humble himself and pray and seek his face, and he would give them a little bit here, a little bit there, and then once you put it all together, you have the mind of Yahweh. Long after the defeat of Amalek, Yahweh had just given the law to Moses on Mount Sinai, and the people heard it, and they agreed to obey his law. But history shows that they soon, and the Bible, his story and the Bible, tells you that they forsook the law of Yahweh. They left off building circle altars and committed themselves to walking in disobedience to the covenant plan and begin to flood to the altars of Baal, which were the platforms, as you can see it in 1 Kings 18, where Elijah went up and mocked the prophets of Baal. Today nobody would do that because you think it's disrespectful or arrogance. And ladies and gentlemen, it looks so neat, it looks so lovely, when they stand in their choirs up in the loft above the altars of Baal, and they sing and praise to a strange god named Jesus, and will not return to the altars of the circle and call upon the name of Yahweh. Amen. The patriarchs of our race built sacred meeting places, altars of circle. And the holiness of that circle was led by the prophets Moses, Aaron, Joshua, David, Noah before them, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All these men knew how to defeat the devil and to keep Yahweh's laws. And today, people have forgotten the altar. It's become a relic of the past, called to the days of the former days of the people who were enlightened. And for Yahweh will do nothing, as he says in Amos 3 and 7, I will do nothing first until I reveal it to my prophets. He revealed it to Noah. He revealed it to Abraham. He revealed it to Isaac. He revealed it to Jacob. He revealed it to the 12 sons. And they continued, and all of the prophets continued as long as they served Yahweh. For he said, I will do nothing unless I reveal it first to my servants, the prophets. Now Yahweh set it up this way. That's why many people forget, because they disavow, they won't support the true prophets, they will flock to the prophets of Baal and send them tithes and offerings, thinking that they're doing God a service. In respect, they're helping the devil present himself in the presence of Baal upon the altars, where they forget Yahweh and his holy name. You say, I just don't believe all that junk, Pastor Buddy. It's not important. Learn not the ways of the heathen, for my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. See that you do it according to the pattern set in the mount. You know, in the 27th chapter of the book of Exodus, you don't know what pattern was set in the mount. You've never gone there. You've never read. And Moses did it for a memorial. Was he following the plan of the ancients? Was he bringing forth the ancient covenants across the river? Was he bringing it back to a disobedient, stiff-necked, and uncircumcised people? You bet he was. What have we got today? The altars that takes place today in the acceptable time to enter the altar and commune with our Father in the name of Yahweh would have to be a circle altar with the 12 gates representing the 12 tribes of Israel, with the house of Dan, the international house of Dan, placed between us as the judge and the communion to be accepted to our Father. You see, Yahweh judges every thought and intent of the heart. Dan is nothing but a filter tribe in international setting upon the circle of the earth. Before this comes up as a memorial to Yahweh, it filters through the house of Dan, the northern judges, and in this spiritual sense, this is how we address our Father upon a holy altar built exclusively for the memorial of the book of Genesis 17 and the book of Exodus returned to Yahweh with the 27th chapter where they took 12 stones and erected an altar as a memorial to Yahweh. Joshua continued the tradition when he brought the people back into the land. Now, Joshua is the Greek or the Hebrew or the English term for Yahshua. Yahshua was the prophet chosen with the name of Yah in his name, which means Yahweh's salvation. So the salvation of Yah was delivered through the prophet as he was told to do. Moses wrote it, and he said, speak his word into the ears of Yahshua and make sure he knows what to do when he enters into the promised land. But for Moses, because you disobeyed my voice, this is the type of the law, because you've not listened to me, because we've all sinned, Moses sinned, by striking the rock instead of speaking to it. Now, which stone do you think that was? Was not that the memorial stone of the ancient birthright tribe of the house of Joseph, who is in the west? And so Joseph is placed in the west, where all the Israelites made their trek through the Caucasus Mountains and came west. The farthest extent of the western trek was in the west, where the house of Joseph settled, which is the United States of America. In the east, the Yehudites flooded into Ireland and Scotland and Great Britain, along with the rest of the tribes who were dispersed into the circle where the 3 times 12, or the 3 times 12 represent the 36 constellations, if you will, and the 12 tribes are the 12 constellations, which has a ring of 3. 3 fours is 12. All this is related to the ancient teaching of Yahweh, who brought the stubborn, stiff-necked, disobedient Israelites into the land of milk and honey. And when they went in on the very day that Yahweh was to put up the lamb, which was on the 10th day. Now, on the 10th day of that month of Passover, they went into the land of milk and honey. That means that the lambs had come home, and the first thing he done when the lambs got home, he ordered them at Gilgal. The word Gilgal itself means circle. And tonight our message is about the circle of holiness. They were commanded to build a circle altar And in the fifth chapter, the last verse, it says that that altar that they built is there unto this day. If you go upon Mount Gerizim, which is known as today as the Golan Heights, there is an altar, ancient stone altar, built there in a worship center where that they built this ancient altar, and Yahshua, who had the law spoken into his ear by Moses directly from the breath of the Shekinah, or the Neshama of Yahweh, spoke it right into him. And this pleasing worship is a pearl from a pebble. These pebbles are the stones that were ranked in order, in the order of design of Numbers chapter 2. It is given unto you, it says, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And unto them it is not given, Matthew 13:11, where it is the chapter where Yahweh is separating the tares from the wheat. Only the righteous, only those that can see, are going to step onto a circle altar. The rest will go for a square platform. And if you go there, you become square. Dare to become square, and you serve Baal. Go to the circle altar with the 12 stones embedded as a memorial. This collectively completes the circle of holiness, and it's encoded. It's shrouded. It is hidden from those who are blind, those who are ignorant, those who are superstitious, those who are fearful, that doesn't know about the circle of holiness. It is Yahweh's way of saying, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Without me, you cannot enter in. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. Won't you join us? We'll be starting the old-fashioned foot wash, and after that, we'll have a cleansing of ourselves. And then, the next day, we will kill the lamb. We'll slaughter the lamb on the 28th day, which is Passover day of May, the second Passover, which only those in a far journey are authorized to keep. We are the sons of Melchizedek, gathering on the sacred circle, killing the lamb on the 14th day of the month of May, the second Passover. And for 7 days then, we continue to celebrate with unleavened bread, and every night we have an old-fashioned altar service. We gather there in memorial, speaking the word of Yahweh to the ears of those who can hear. And we're so thankful. And if you'd like to be there, you call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Now again, that's 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me, Pastor Buddy, that's all you got to do. Address it to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, and the zip is 37824. We'd be glad to get your letter. We look forward to it in the mail. Just contact me. I will personally send you some information on how to erect an altar if you request it. If not, our scribe has written a booklet, Brother Barry, from up around Toronto, Canada. And he is our scribe. Brother Bob, our webmaster, has his document placed strategically in the document section of our website. Go to oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. Oneyahweh.com. And you'll see the booklet placed there, and it's a long read. We suggest that you study as we do a series tonight on the wholeness of the circle and what it means in relationship to keeping the old path. It's the way that is right as opposed to the way that seems right. Now, we're sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, and by Brother Paul in Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. Call these two great men who sponsor our radio program and ask them about the Heavenly Circle. Both men have been on one. Both men have one. Praise Yahweh. And we're so thankful for those who do have a circle altar on their property. Now, if you'd like to have one and you don't know how to build one, we got men that just love to come and offer their services. We've went as far west, I guess you would call it, northwest, to Wisconsin to build altars. We've went to several states to build altars, and the brethren are so thankful to get to come and do it, and they'll build you one if you are reasonably within their distance. We got men that we can pick out that know how to build it, and you have never been blessed until you stand on an old-fashioned altar built with the 12 stones, and Yahweh is a strong tower, and the Bible says that the righteous run into it, and they are saved. Well, we love you, and we appreciate you, and we'll see you on down the line. Yahweh bless you.